This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we pointed out the importance of the ministry of the Holy Spirit if we are to give a powerful witness for Christ. We looked at 1 Thessalonians 1:5. That is followed with another important element, the Holy Spirit-enabled life that will help a seeking heart see what the witness is talking about. Listen, you know how we lived among you for your sake. We are not trying to please men, but God, who tests our hearts. You know we never used flattery, nor did we put on a mask or cover up greed. God is our witness. We were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging them to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory. This is in 1 Thessalonians 1 and 2. There is power from the Holy Spirit that enables and then flows through witnesses who live out what they encourage others to accept. Those who became believers in Thessalonica were so transformed through the ministry of Paul that throughout whole regions beyond, people heard of their experience. That's what God wants to do in each of our lives. Once you trust in Christ for salvation, surrender to the Holy Spirit's control daily. Then ask Him to enable you to live a Christ-like life in all you do and empower you to give a witness that will not only be in word, but in power and with deep conviction.